Powering the Future. Welcome to Powering the Future, a podcast series where you will hear from industry experts and academicians on topics that impact us as an individual and as a professional.
In this podcast, Mr. Dominic Elton from TuffSuit is in discussion with Dr. Cesar Book, Chief Technology Officer of the Division Industrial Services at TuffSuit, on the topic of asset integrity management. This is Stephanie, handing over to Mr. Elton, the host for this episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my privilege to introduce our distinguished guest for today's interview, Dr. Cesar Book. Dr. Book is a Mozambique-born German physicist and global manager. Currently, he serves as the Chief Technology Officer, CTO, of the Division Industrial Services at the prestigious company TuffSuit. With a career spanning over 30 years, Dr. Book has amassed a wealth of experience in the field of industrial asset integrity management. His journey has been marked by remarkable achievements, including inventions of groundbreaking and patented technological solutions, some of which are now integral to the integrity assessment of industrial assets worldwide. Today, we have the privilege of delving into Dr. Book's industrial knowledge as we explore the fascinating world of asset integrity management. Join me in welcoming Dr. Book to our discussion, where we'll gain insights into his invaluable expertise in this critical field. To kick things off, could you please explain in detail what industrial asset integrity management is and elaborate on its primary purpose in various industries?
Thank you, Mr. Elton, for this nice introduction. Yes, certainly. Industrial Asset Integrity Management, often referred to as AIM, is a comprehensive approach that encompasses strategies, processes, and technologies to ensure the reliability, safety, and efficiency of critical assets in industries such as oil and gas, chemical, manufacturing, and utilities. Its primary purpose is multifold. Firstly, AIM aims to prevent costly unplanned downtime by proactively identifying and addressing potential issues before they lead to asset failures. Secondly, it is about enhancing safety and mitigating the risk of catastrophic incidents, which is specifically critical in industries with hazardous operations. Lastly, AIM strives to optimize asset performance, leading to cost savings, improved profitability, and a competitive edge in the market. At organizations, we have launched a holistic approach to AIM. It's a modular structure that includes data collection with topics like non-destructive testing, quality assurance, quality control, digital continuous monitoring using permanently installed sensors, then data analysis and evaluations with topics like fitness for service, RBI, reliability centered maintenance, up to AIM systems and systems implementations, including knowledge management and audits, etc. Thank you for this first question.
What are the key advantages of implementing an asset integrity management program in industrial settings? And how do these advantages benefit organizations?
The advantages of implementing an AIM program are profound and far-reaching. First and foremost, AIM significantly reduces the occurrence of unplanned downtime. When assets are regularly inspected and maintained based on data-driven insights, the likelihood of unexpected failures decreases dramatically. This translates to substantial cost savings for organizations by avoiding production interruptions, costly repairs, and potential environment fines. Furthermore, AIM enhances safety by systematically identifying and mitigating potential risks of assets. This is particularly important in industries where safety is paramount, such as oil and gas and chemicals. AIM helps prevent accidents, protects workers, and safeguards the environment, which in turn bolsters as a company reputation and minimizes legal liabilities. Additionally, AIM contributes to optimizing asset performance. By monitoring asset health and predicting potential issues, organizations can make informed decisions about maintenance and upgrades. This leads to increased asset lifespan, improved efficiency, and a competitive advantage in the market.
Could you elaborate on some common mistakes that organizations make when implementing AIM programs, and what specific steps can they take to avoid these pitfalls?
It's crucial to address common mistakes in AIM implementation indeed. One frequent error is underestimating the significance of data quality and data management. Accurate, up-to-date data is the foundation of a successful AIM program. Organizations should invest in robust data collection, storage, and analysis systems to ensure that decisions are based on reliable information. Another mistake is adopting a generic one-size-fits-all approach to AIM. Each organization's assets and operating conditions are unique. To avoid this pitfall, companies should tailor their AIM strategies to their specific assets, industry regulations, and risk profiles. This customization ensures that AIM efforts are precisely aligned with organizations' needs and goals. So when I was elected chief technology officer at the organizations, I immediately launched with my colleagues a program to develop our own software for fitness for service and risk-based inspection, specifically to better address this challenge.
Thank you. And what ways do AIM service companies benefit operators in managing their assets effectively? And can you provide examples of the services they offer?
AIM service companies play a pivotal role in enhancing asset management for operators. They bring specialized expertise, advanced technologies, and industry best practice to table. Some of the key benefits they offer include specialized knowledge. AIM service providers have deep knowledge and experience in asset integrity, allowing them to offer insights and solutions that operators may not have in-house. They also bring cross-industrial knowledge onto the table and bring worldwide benchmark to the services. Advanced technologies. These companies often have access to cutting-edge inspection tools, predictive maintenance software, and data analytics capabilities, enabling more precise and efficient asset monitoring. As for the risk assessment itself, AIM service providers can conduct comprehensive risk assessments to identify potential vulnerabilities in an organization's asset and develop mitigation strategies. They also do inspection testing. They can perform through those inspection testing, such as in pipelines or machinery, to ensure compliance with industry standards and regulations. A new thing that is also done by these companies related to preventive maintenance, AIM service companies leverage predictive maintenance techniques to forecast when maintenance is needed, reducing the chances of unexpected failures.
And what are the key elements that make an asset integrity management program successful, and how do they interact with one another?
A successful AIM program encompasses several key elements that interact synergetically to achieve those goals. Risk assessment to start with. AIM starts with a thorough risk assessment where potential hazards and vulnerabilities are identified, evaluated, and prioritized. These processes inform decision-making throughout the program. Another thing is the proactive inspection and maintenance plans. Based on risk assessment results, organizations develop proactive inspection and maintenance plans, and these plans specify when and how assets should be inspected, maintained, or replaced. In one of the next podcasts I heard from you, you're going to discuss this topic with Dr. Deininger, and he will come specifically to this topic in more in detail. One other topic is the data analytics. So accurate data collection and analysis are fundamental for asset integrity management success. Data analytics tools help organizations identify patterns, anomalies, and potential issues, enabling data-driven decision-making. Data collection becomes a golden future for all organizations. Then we have the continuous monitoring at organizations. We have the asset health monitoring, which is based on permanently mounted sensors. It involves continuous monitoring of the asset health in real time or near real time. This allows organizations to detect changes or anomalies promptly and take corrective actions. And then it's very important, the safety culture for each organization. That's really critical. All employees should be aware of and committed to safety standards and best practices. All these elements work together to create a holistic IAM approach that not only ensures asset reliability, but also enhances safety and operational efficiency.
Can you elaborate on the role of risk assessment in AIM programs and how does it contribute to the overall success of the program?
Yeah, as I said, risk assessment is a fundamental, is a foundational element of IAM programs and it plays a pivotal role in their success. Risk assessment involves a systematic evaluation of potential hazards, vulnerabilities, and the consequences associated with specific assets or processes. Firstly, it helps organizations prioritize assets or areas that require the most attention and resources. By identifying high-risk assets, organizations can focus their efforts on preventing failures or incidents that could have severe consequences. Second, risk assessments informs decision-making throughout the IAM program. It guides development of inspection and maintenance plans, helping organizations allocate resources effectively. For example, assets with higher risk profile may require more frequent inspections or specialized maintenance. Additionally, risk assessment is crucial in compliance management. It ensures that organizations meet industry regulations and standards, reducing the risk of non-compliance-related penalties or incidents. In summary, risk management is the compass that guides asset integrity management programs, ensuring that resources are directed where they are most needed to enhance asset reliability and safety.
In the context of AIM, how does continuous monitoring play a crucial role in asset management? And can you provide examples of how it has been applied effectively?
Yeah, continuous monitoring is a cornerstone of successful IAM programs, and its role cannot be overstated. Personally, I'm proud that we have launched the asset health monitoring solution. It involves real-time data collection, as I said previously. One example of its application is in the realm of predictive maintenance. Continuous monitoring allows organizations to collect data on assets that they operate. By analyzing this data in real time, organizations can detect early signs of deterioration or anomalies. This enables predictive maintenance actions to be scheduled precisely when they are needed, preventing unexpected failures and optimizing maintenance resources. Another example is the monitoring of pipeline integrity in the oil and gas industry. Continuous monitoring systems can detect changes in pressure, temperature, and flow rates in real time. If there's an unexpected deviation from the norm, it triggers alerts, allowing operators to investigate potential issues promptly. The proactive approach not only prevents costly leaks and spills, but also ensures compliance with environmental regulations. In the power generation sector, for instance, continuous monitoring is vital for ensuring the reliability of critical assets like turbines and generators. I could continue like that. Important is to know that those sensors used for the continuous monitoring are able not only to monitor the reliability center of the maintenance assets, but also to look at mechanical integrity issues that are caused by different types of damage mechanisms. In summary, continuous monitoring is in the eyes and ears of an IAM program, providing real-time insights into asset health and performance and enabling proactive responses to potential issues.
And could you share a real-world success story where the implementation of AIM had a significant impact and what the specific outcomes were?
A great story that we had at a major chemical company where we monitored pressure-bearing assets. And they were able to detect a potential mechanical integrity failure far ahead of time. And we were able to quickly react and take action in that. Ever since, that company is permanently using our solution at various levels in their installation. There are more examples that I could provide here, but I think this could be okay.
And how can companies measure the return on investment of their AIM programs? And can you provide specific metrics or methods that are commonly used?
Yes, that's a very nice question. And our customers do indeed do so. And as I said, you will be having a conversation with Dr. Dining soon. He will also name some of the things I'm going to mention here. When it comes to asset integrity management and continuous monitoring, yeah, there are lots of things that are measured by our customers. One of the things, the downtime reduction. Our customers can compare historically their downtime issues before and after implementing our asset integrity management program. And they do, and they did, and they will continue doing so, which is why most of the customers that have been working with us, they approach us all the time to continue elaborating with them the implementation of our asset integrity management approach. It's also the maintenance cost reduction, the asset lifespan extension. They can get it from the regulators if they can prove that they have everything under control. So the regulators have no issues in providing them the lifetime extension. But also several safety metrics that can be tracked. They can see how much incidents have reduced. It's also about operational efficiency, the plant output, the plant performance gets higher, and related to it, it's compliance metrics, and yeah, their customer satisfaction. In overall, to calculate return on investments, organizations typically compare these metrics before and after IAM implementation, factoring in the costs associated with IAM program development and maintenance, achieving a positive ROE, indicates that our AAM program is delivering tangible benefits as worthwhile investment.
In closing, what advice would you give to organizations looking to start or enhance their asset integrity management programs? And what are the critical steps to be taken?
Yeah, asset integrity management program should not just be a buzzword. Organizations should live to it. They should clearly define the goals for it. Invest in data quality. Tailor their approach. For instance, avoid one-size-fits-all approach and seek expertise guidance, for instance, by using service providers for AAM service. They bring this tailored and specialized approach and move strongly and promote safety culture in their organization. They should launch KPIs to measure it and make sure that they have got continuous improvement programs. By the way, these are topics we do help our customers achieving this. Thank you.
And how does a well-executed asset integrity management program contribute to global sustainability, particularly in terms of environmental impact? And what are some tangible benefits?
You know, global warming is a major issue right now in our planet. We have only this one planet. And we all have to do something to make sure that we are limiting the CO2 emissions. With our AIM program, we make sure that organizations maintain their assets efficiently, which often leads to reduced energy consumption and emissions. For instance, by optimizing the performance of industrial machinery, AIM can decrease energy waste and lower greenhouse gas emissions. That's one specific example, preventing leaks and spills that would make sure that the environment continues safe. Resource conservation, for instance, with our continuous monitoring program, asset health monitoring, we also reduce travel time for our inspectors. They don't need to travel all around the world in order to do these inspections. Once the sensors are there mounted, they can monitor the plant from home or from the office, but providing real-time information about the behavior of the assets. So yeah, renewable energy integration. We even launched specifically an asset integrity management program for wind and solar, and it helps basically in that transition. in compliance with regulations. Our IAM programs, where IAM, good IAM programs in general, ensure compliance with environmental regulations, help to identify issues with environments, and help organizations to prevent from incurring fines and penalties. Yeah, so these are the typical topics how IAM, a good IAM program, can help in the topic global sustainability.
And how can AIM programs actively contribute to the global decarbonization effort? And are there notable examples of AIM initiatives that have made significant strides in this direction?
It's mainly about energy efficiency. Asset integrity management programs are mainly applied in industries that really consume a lot of energy in order to produce the output, which is why most of our industries are called energy sector. It's a chemical plant or power generation or oil and gas. They all belong to this energy sector. So energy efficiency is a major topic there. And IAM programs really help to achieve that energy efficiency. We're talking about carbon capture and storage in industries where carbon capture and storage are essential for emissions reduction. IAM programs play a role in ensuring the safety and effectiveness of these carbon capture and storage assets. We also launched, we fine-tuned our IAM approach towards sustainable practices, encouraging sustainable practices such as resource conservation and waste reduction. This aligns with the broader goal of minimizing the carbon footprint and industrial processes. So these are some examples of it.
Okay, let's conclude the interview. Do you have any remarks that you would like to make?
Yeah, in general, I would say operators and regulators should know that a well-executed AIM program can deliver significant benefits in terms of reduced downtime, enhanced safety, cost savings, and improved asset performance. It's an investment in the long-term success and sustainability of every industrial production plant facility. Industrial plant operators and regulators should also appreciate that IAM programs are not only about asset reliability and safety, but they are also actively supporting global decarbonization goals. They enable industry to operate more sustainable, reduce their carbon emissions, and embrace cleaner energy sources, ultimately contributing to a greener and more sustainable future. And these are the things that make me happy every day. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Brook, for your time and for this wealth of information.
Thank you.
With that, we come to the end of this episode today. I would just like to remind our listeners that all episodes will be made available online. You may also subscribe to our podcast channel across all major streaming platforms. Thank you once again for listening, and we look forward to catching up with you on TubeSuit next episode of Powering the Future.